Hello and welcome to Parking Thought, the show where we highlight the good in the world from the extraordinary to the everyday. You're going to want to like and subscribe wherever you happen to find us. Curiosity, meet gratitude. My name is Jacob.
My name is Eliza Rucker.
And we're glad you're here today. In this edition, Liza's taking the reins and gonna guide us through what we're talking about. Go ahead, Lou.
So, today we're gonna talk about how grateful we are for the animals in our life.
Okay. So how did this topic come up?
The dog was on my lap, chilling.
Uh-huh.
And you came up with saying, hey, we're gonna have a podcast today. What do you wanna talk about? Dog on my lap, why not talk about the dog?
Right. So what is the dog, why is the dog important? Or
first, let's introduce the dog.
Okay, so the dog's name is Kosko. We've talked about him on a couple of previous episodes. His name actually comes from the middle name of one of my wife's ancestors and Liza's ancestors from the Podbiel region in Hungary, Poland. It kind of transferred borders depending on which king, blah, 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 blah. Podbiel's extremely small. But anyway, the relative's middle name was Kosko, which when translated from Polish into English, translates to the bone that's in your ankle. And in some places, it would actually refer to the ankle itself. And so the dog, who is only 11 pounds and very small, is literally an ankle biter by name and by activity, right? So the dog's name is Kosko, and he's an ankle biter. So that's how we ended up with him. His coloring, let's see, he's got brown ears. He kind of has a bit of a Jack Russell sort of look to him. He's got a lot more hair than a Jack, though. And he's got white fur for the most part with a large black spot towards his back left leg, and then smaller black spots that you can really only see once he's gotten a haircut. And he is one of those dogs that kind of has fur, but it's a very light fur. It's almost as if he does have hair and does require haircuts about once a month. But in general, a great dog. He likes hiking and camping and peeing wherever he gets to go.
So. Yeah, we got him on July 1st, Canada Day. I don't know if Dad has told you guys, but my mother is Canadian, so we celebrate Canada Day pretty well, pretty much anywhere we are. And so he's our Gotcha Day, he's our little Gotcha Canadian puppy, kind of.
Yep. So he's a good dog. But why do we find that having pets helps us, like with our mental health and helps us out in general?
Well, as we have said this multiple times in our family and to our relatives, it's kind of a joke in our family, and Dad knows this pretty well, is he's an emotional support animal for my father,
mm-hmm.
who has PTSD. I don't know if he's told.
Yeah, we've talked about that on the show.
Yeah. But when my dad first got him, the dog was super attached to him, and sometimes we don't know who's the emotional support person. The dog, who needs emotional support, actually? The dog or the human?
Right. With the dog being the size he is, he's pretty needy. Sometimes it's cute, sometimes it's not, and we negotiate that as we get to live with them. So growing up, I had a dog named Rocky, and Rocky was very similar coloring, but he was about 25, 30 pounds. And again, just a mutt, right? So Kosko's absolutely a mutt as well. Rocky was a neat dog to have. We had him when we were in California and then moved to Connecticut, where we had him there as well. And we've had another dog growing up. Liza was around when we had Moby. Moby was the dog that we got in Germany before we had Liza, because you know, we thought we couldn't have kids, so a dog felt like a good idea. So we had Moby, and Moby ended up coming back to the States with us and was with us in Oklahoma. That dog was a black lab border collie mix, and so we'd open up the back door. We didn't have a fence in our house in Oklahoma. We'd open up the back door so he could go out to go pee, and he'd come back at, you know, 6 o'clock in the evening, right? So he'd be gone for 10 or 12 hours a day. He loved it.
The neighbors didn't.
Yeah, there's always one neighbor that doesn't like your dog.
But he was a great runner dog. I remember multiple times my dad would wake me up in the middle of the or early morning and said, hey Liza, before I go to work, let's go run. So we run around our, like, how big was our neighborhood?
It was 0.89 miles. So you do 0.89 miles in that loop, and the dog would do it. And the dog would do 6 or 7 miles with me fine. Moby was good at that. He was good at, he would keep up with you mountain biking as well. That was just incredible. He was such a good trail dog, really sure-footed. So.
Unfortunately, on our last trip in Germany, we had to part. We gave him to my dad's brother.
Yeah, we gave him to a relative and that his in-laws had in Arizona. So that's where Moby lived out the last few years of his life. Although I don't think my brother wants to tell us the truth, but if the dog were still alive now, he'd be 19 years old. And I don't think he lived that long. When we ask for updates, right?
There are 25-year-old dogs, though.
Yeah, but I don't think Moby made it. When we ask for updates, my brother politely tells me, oh, he's got to be doing fine, blah, blah, blah. He's on the farm. So whatever. Whatever that means.
Yeah.
So yeah.
But the main reason why I brought up how grateful we are for dogs is I grew up on dogs, as my dad said. We've always had a dog in our house. There was Nina, who we had only for 2 years.
Yeah, no, not even. It was like a year and a half.
A year and a half, or Moby.
Yep.
Or Koska now, but I've always grown up around having a little, some pet of yours that you can just go to that would sometimes snuggle you when they want snuggles, or mm-hmm. you need snuggles, or a dog that would betray you when you're crying.
Yeah. So it's nice to have somebody who unconditionally is themselves in your life and that you can use to exchange affection with, right? Dogs are really good at being affectionate. And they're just kind of good at that. We like dogs.
And if you've been hearing some background noise that isn't us talking, that's the dog. He's in the room with us, chewing on his bone.
Yep.
Or grinding on it.
So, Liza, we want to wrap this episode up. What do you think?
Sure.
All right, so this is the part where we tell you that the best way to say thank you for this episode is to share it with someone you know. If you're joining us just for this episode, we're glad you could make it. If you want to stick around for the long haul, then remember this podcast can be delivered directly to your favorite device by using the subscribe links over at parkingthought.com. Or you can search for us on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Podbean. And the last thing we say for each episode is...
Remember, in a world where you can choose to be anything, why not choose to be grateful?